Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, listeners. Welcome to another edition of What Goes With Earth. Welcome to another edition of Indie Country Radio on What Goes With Murph. We've got quite a show on tap for y'all today, as we'll be playing, as usual, our top three indie songs of the week. Just to recap last week, Morgan Miles Adeline took home the top spot. Can Morgan repeat this week and make it 2 weeks in a row? Well, you'll just have to stick around for the next 30 minutes or so to find out. And I'm apparently flying solo today because my co-host texted me this morning and said that I would indeed be flying solo. So before I get to the number three song, so let me tell you a little bit about the artist. Allison and Crystal Steele of the country music duo Two Steel Girls remain the only mother-daughter duo ever to appear as finalists on NBC's The Voice. On October April 21st of 2015, I had a chance to sit down with the ladies to talk about life, music, etc. And here is their debut single, Mad Black Magic, coming in at number three on the Indie Country Radio Countdown.
Tell me, baby, since you always seem to know
that was, again, my friends, two stroke girls with a mad black magic. The two stroke girls have become such good friends of ours. And the show, for many, many years. I'm really hoping to have him back sometime next year. Hold on just a second. Okay. I'm coming in this week at number two is a person that we've had on the show at least twice. I had the pleasure of sitting down with my friend Alyssa Trahan on the show multiple times, and it's always a pleasure to get to catch up with her. And she's a singer-songwriter, a multi instrumentalist. We're talking at least 10 instruments here, people. Basically, I'm anything with strings at this point, and a audio engineer. As I said, I've gotten to sit down with Alyssa at least twice on March 24th of 2015. And then again on October 9th of that same year. We talked about pretty much anything and everything under the sun, including her music, her maturing schedule. And this girl's a busy girl. As I said earlier, she plays at least 10 instruments, so you know the practice time for that has just got to be very, very time-consuming. In 2015, she released an EP called Wild and Crazy, and coming in at number two, on this week's Indie Country Radio chart, from that same Wild and Crazy EP, is Alyssa Trahan and Over You.
Like I should've.
That was my a lovely and talented a dear friend, Miss Alyssa Trahan at number two on Indie Country Radio with Over You. The last time we had Alyssa on was this past October, actually. And we talked a little bit about her touring schedule this past year. She opened for the one and only Mr. Charlie Daniels, who Alyssa told me at 80 years old, it's still kicking and going strong. And it's still touring, if you can possibly believe that. Okay. I was hoping we get the person at number one on the line with us soon. But if anybody out there is listening and wants to call me up, it's 1-646-915-9301, and just press one and you'll be in the host queue, and I can bring you on. Okay. The person at number one for this week is somebody that I really think a lot of, and she's just one of the best in my opinion. And you'll see that when you listen to her sing. We had Alexandria Korn on the show on October 11th of this past year, 2016, and we talked about life, music, and her plans to relocate to Nashville this year. She's working on a brand new EP and about to kick off a 2017 tour. Her EP, which to my knowledge is still still untitled at this point, is slated for release early this year, and I frankly cannot wait. I told Alyssa this. I told Alexandria this before, and it still holds true. I think she's got one of the best voices that you'll probably ever hear. So, without further ado, let's play the number one song for this week. And here's hoping this song makes it on the record. It's Alexandria Korn and Say It Again. At number one on Indie Country Radio.
It's time to risk it all. Deep breath, gonna make that call. I'm all in, catch me if I fall, just like you always do. 'Cause I refuse to pretend that we're still only friends. I'm done, I'm giving in. Baby, how about you? I wanna cross the line every time. It's gonna be fine. Say it again. Remember when we were falling in late September in that autumn wind? Yeah, laying back in the bed of your truck. Sweet nothing, so I just can't get enough of our song on the radio. Look in your eyes, you're holding me close. The devil grin and a little taste of sin. Say it again. Ever heard. He said, I'm gonna cross the line. even though I couldn't get enough of our song on the radio. A look in your eyes, you're holding me close. The devil grin and a little taste of sin. Say it again and again and again and again and again. Woo!
Gentlemen, was the super talented and a very dear friend of mine, Miss Alexandria Korn, with Say It Again, taking the top spot this week on Indie Country Radio. Just to recap, at number three, you heard Two Still Girls and Mad Black Magic. At number two, off of her A Wild and Crazy EP that was released in 2015, you heard Alicia Trahan with Over You. And taking the number one spot this week from her soon to be release record, we have the lovely and talented Miss Alexandria Korn. Will Alexandria be able to take top spot for next week? You'll just have to as always, hang around and find out. I think I'm going to do announcements right now, because since the last time I spoke to you guys, there have been a ton of announcements that I just need to go over. Let me see, I'll pull up the calendar here. Tuesday, January 17th. We're welcoming the lovely and talented Miss Carolyn Miller to the show. To talk life, to talk her EP called Unbreakable that's slated for release again this year. So that's the 17th. On the 24th. On January 24th, I am so excited for this. We have just crazy talented Miss Jessica Lynn joining us. Her single, Not Your Woman, has been on my buddy the Iceman's Best Country Radio Countdown for a solid month. It's been number one. That, in this day and age, that's just freaking cool. So I can't wait to talk to her about that. And she's got some pretty cool announcements that she's already mentioned, but we'll ask her about them again on the show on the 24th. And January 31st, we have another super talented a singer-songwriter that my co-host turned me on to. Her name is Candy Carpenter, and she'll be joining us on the 31st to talk about music again, to whatever she's got going for this upcoming year that you can talk about. That is the 31st. The 7th of February, I'm working on something that I have not physically spoken to this person for a long time. This is probably one of the first artist interviews I've one of the first music artist interviews I've ever done. We're still trying to nail down a time for that, but I'm confident that it'll work itself out. So that's the 17th, or the 7th, I mean. And the 14th, on Valentine's Day, which is a month from now, I'm working with another incredibly talented singer-songwriter. So, like I said earlier, this month, these next 3 or 4 weeks are just jam-packed on the show. And I'm sure you guys don't want to miss a minute of it. So, along with the interviews, we'll still be doing Indie Country Radio every Friday at 4:30, just like always. Because let's face it, that's just never going to stop. That's all I'm saying. I'm doing something. Hold on 1 minute. I'm hoping to get hoping to get Alexandra Korn on the show, so I can actually tell her that Say It Again. Was number one. So that was that silence you heard. I was messaging Alexandria on Instagram. I don't know if she's gonna call in or not in the next 4 minutes or so. So, let me see if she's going to call in. Let me see if she sent that. You know, I'm always kind of afraid of doing this on my own, to be completely honest with y'all. Because I feel like and I essentially am. I'm basically talking to myself here. I feel like I need somebody to kind of bounce ideas and thoughts off of. But any long time listeners that have listened to the show for any length of time, especially in the beginning. Y'all know this. For about the first year and a half of the show, I was a one-man show. I had no co-host. Which frankly, scared me to death. But it's been... pretty interesting experience so far. I guess 3 years of having him has kind of spoiled me. And when she's not here, I'm just basically flying blind. also in the I guess 2 minutes we've got left, I kind of wanted to, while we wait for Alexander to call in, if it's even possible, I wanted to set aside a little time to just remind y'all that the and this is way on in the future, the show's 5-year anniversary is coming up in August. I cannot believe that I've been doing this show for 5 years. It seems like yesterday I started, honestly. But we're planning a little something for the 5-year anniversary of the show. I can't reveal any details quite yet, but all I'm going to say is it's going to be huge. And I think with the 30 seconds or so that we've got left, I think I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to Indie Country Radio on Weekdays with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.